In the United Kingdom these days, tax avoidance is a big issue, especially when a large multinational company goes offshore by using creative accounting methods to reduce or avoid paying UK taxes on its profits. In a small town in Wales, local businesswomen and men have decided to try the same thing, to make a point. NPR's Peter Kenyon takes us now to the town that went offshore.
The town is called Crickhowell, and it's nestled in a Welsh valley surrounded by rugged mountains with a river tumbling past the remains of a fort dating from the Iron Age. Crickhowell is the hub for surrounding villages and does a fair tourist trade given its picturesque setting inside a national park. But these days it's also known for something else, local activism against big companies like Starbucks, Facebook, and Google that pay little or no taxes in the UK. It's not hard for a big corporation to declare its headquarters in another, lower tax country. Lots of folks complain about that kind of tax avoidance, but people here decided to do something about it.
My name is Michael Cashel, and I've been here 40 years.
Cashel runs a local butcher's shop right next door to a pub that recently closed. Cashel says when a chain store proposed to move in, hundreds of people turned out, not just to protest, but to work out a plan for buying the property themselves to keep the town local. Crickhowell is gaining a reputation as a town that defends its independent businesses. Cashel says there's just one chain here, a pharmacy called Boots, owned by the U.S. giant Walgreens.
Very rare, yes. Boots, yes, don't talk about Boots. But they're so mean they wouldn't put a Christmas tree up last year.
Across the street at the number 18 coffee shop, proprietor Samantha DeVos says she and a few other businesses have put forward a plan that mimics some of the tactics used by multinationals to avoid paying taxes in the UK. The point, she says, is not to deplete the British Treasury even further, but to force the government to crack down on big tax avoiders, such as Facebook, which DeVos says paid less in taxes last year than her waitress.
We're really angry, and it's totally unfair because we pay all of our tax. So we're revolting in Crickhowell.
Yes, well, we won't touch that one. So you don't really want to pay your taxes to some other offshore entity?
No, we don't really. We want to pay our taxes, and we want our taxes to stay in the UK. The small businesses are the backbone of the country, and the Exchequer relies on us to pay our taxes. And if we weren't to pay our taxes, I believe he would have to close the loopholes that the big companies have.
Rebelling against central authority is something of a British tradition. Fans of the old British comedies may recall Passport to Pimlico, in which a London neighborhood finds a document that seems to say it's legally a part of France.
A British passport for Pimlico. There must be some mistake.
What's happening in Crickhowell is less dramatic than that, but the town could be risking penalties from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs Office if its tax plan isn't accepted.
Do you want milk? Yes?
Yes, please.
Sugar?
Russian milk would be great.
As the mayor, Anne Jeremiah, serves coffee to visitors, she says it's a constant struggle. No sooner had they launched their fundraiser to prevent the closed pub from turning into a chain store than a bank announced its closing, the one with the town's only ATM. On top of that, she says, budget cuts are getting worse.
One of which was the toilets. They were going to close the toilets in Crickhowell, which has taken us back to pre-Victorian days. So the town council have had to find the money to keep those toilets open. We're now facing library closures.
If nothing else, the town is now getting more attention than it has in a long time. The BBC plans to air a documentary on the so-called town that went offshore next year. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Crickhowell, Wales.